Your workout today is positions of power. We have work for 20 minutes, 3 snatch grip deadlifts, 3 attempts at a max distance broad jump, and 3 perfect strict pull-ups. This is a lovely, I love these on a Monday. I love when they come up on a Monday. Just work for 20 minutes, do X rounds, 3, 10, doesn't matter. But there's like criteria within each movement to perform that really well. The best.
The best, yeah, absolutely.
Let's go like very generally. I think the workout name kind of gives it away, but what are we working on here?
I think the first thing to say is this is a lower intensity day.
Yeah.
Because we've had a lot of high intensity days and we've got
we're going to have another bunch of high intensity days.
Yeah, so enjoy the back off today and just get better at a couple of things.
Yeah.
So what was the question? What are we working on?
What are we working on?
Yeah, so we're going to get better at 3 things. So snatch grip deadlift, it's our setup and first pull of snatch. Really, really neglected part of the movement for us because we do a lot of hang stuff. This is our chance to like dial in our setup and make sure we're moving the bar from the floor to just above the knee, that section of that first part of the lift. If we get that piece wrong, it's very hard to correct for it mid-lift. So there's a chance to kind of automate that process, sets of 3, and get some practice awareness and some strength in that pattern. Second thing is the max distance broad jump is the power in the hips through the second pull of the snatch. So that really violent hip extension, we get a chance. What we see with the broad jump is when we try and go as far as we can, we tend to naturally open the hip and knee exactly how we should. Which we don't always do when we're performing snatch. So here's a chance to just build that power and acceleration. The last piece then is some strength in the strict pull-ups, which we're going to really need. So we're, you know, a lot of us ran into chest to bar issues on 23.3. Keep getting the rear wrong. And if we want to step our gymnastics game up, some of it is gymnastics practice, but really it's the foundation of strength for most people. And this is the foundational strength that we need that we can layer the skills on top of. Mm-hmm. So 3 big, really beneficial things to work on, and we get to work on them side by side for 20 minutes at our own pace.
Beautiful. How do we approach each one then in order to maximize it? So whenever I'm doing the snatch grip deadlifts, should I be there going, well, my one rep max is this and my deadlift is that, so I go in the middle, or do I stay closer to snatch, do I stay lighter? What's the way to hit that one?
Yeah, so from a weight point of view, you should be at a weight that feels like you're getting stronger but also is not affecting position or technique.
Yeah, so there's a fine line there.
Yeah, so the heaviest thing you can do possibly you should be building towards without, you know, the setup breaking down or the pattern of the pull breaking down.
And I imagine there are 3 singles, not necessarily touch and go, are they?
Bang on, yeah. We're going to reset on each one so we get a fresh setup, lots more ability to practice there. So we should look for that weight that's, I want to get stronger, but I need to prioritize the process of doing it.
Beautiful. And then on the broad jumps, what's the way to go and approach that? I know you're trying to extend your knee and your hip, but how do we maximize that length in order to actually get us more powerful as well?
I think you think about the load explode concept. We've talked about a lot about that. How we load is really important. I think getting really extended before we go. So arms over your head, hips extended, and then you fire your arms down and backwards towards the floor. Really load up the posterior of your chain. And then just drive out with everything you've got. I think if you've got a little marker as to where you're landing and you try and eke out a millimeter every time, that's what tends to work. We like the men will die for points thing.
Yeah,
if we can beat our own score by a millimeter, then we will find a way to get more powerful.
Yeah, and there's, I find in any type of jumping, whether it's broad jumps or max height box jumps or something, trying to get a teeny bit higher requires like exponentially more energy, or trying to get a little bit further. Like you can do 95% and hit the same spot all the time, but to do 96%, you almost need like 2 minutes off after that, just that extra little thing. So that idea of trying to die for points here, I think is exactly the way to go.
Yeah, and I think like you said, your body and your brain figures it out somehow. Yeah. Like our max effort at the start versus our max effort 15 minutes later are very different. Because our brain is like, no, I'm not accepting that. Yeah. And then it goes looking for more power and it finds it.
And then on the pull-up, what's the way to go and execute them in order to become more powerful, to get better at gymnastics, to be able to do chest to bars when they come up in 25.3?
You see the description here, three perfect strict pull-ups. Yes. So we're really alluding to making them more strict to force the upper body to be stronger. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying here is like toe pointed, knees straight, hips fully locked out at the bottom of every rep. So we don't have any leg help at all. So if we keep the lower body completely extended, then we know that the arms are getting the work. Then when the arms are working, it's that fast pull. It's that making sure elbows are tracking under wrists, they're not flaring out. And we're doing the fullest range of motion possible. We're trying to get, you know, our triceps down to our rib cage so that our chin is over, not by reaching the chin up, but by pulling the shoulder closed.
And then finally, because I know you like this type of question, it is 20 minutes. It is to work in a very specific way. But like, how should we be working in between bits? Should we do like a round quite quickly and then take time off? Or do we take time off in between each one? What's the way to go here?
I think they all help each other a little bit. Mm. So the snatch group deadlift is not going to be up around your max deadlift, for instance. So it's not like...
That would be so impressive.
That would be impressive. But it does mean that we've got some strength reserve. So when we go to do our broad jumps, we should be able to do them pretty much straight away. We'll probably be just perfectly activated to do the max distance. And then when we think about strict pull-ups, we don't really need our upper body for the broad jump, so we can do them straight away. So the only thing we have to mitigate here is a little bit of heart rate. We don't want to be going to the snatch group deadlift breathing really hard. Yeah. So I think we can probably go from one to another pretty quickly. And when we come back around to the snatch group deadlift, it might be a chance to just say, am I going to add weight or not?
Yeah.
And really get your setup routine slowed down again so you can hit them all perfectly.